Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Tuesday, the 29th of December. In the news this morning, we'll bring you up to speed on the three Boxing Day test matches between New Zealand, Pakistan, Australia, India and South Africa versus Sri Lanka. Also, there's been Super Smash action as well. Or tennis news, Roger Federer has announced his intentions for the Australian Open. The A-League has kicked off in the football, and the Pelicans played their third game in the NBA over yesterday as well. So bring up speed with all of those results and news. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all the important sports news. And I'm Paul. I'll be your host this morning. Let's kick off then with the tennis. And Roger Federer has pulled out of the Australian Open. And this is the first time he will have missed it during his career. After 21 tournaments in a row, he's going to miss this one due to injury, or it's due to his return from surgery on his knee. He was hoping to return in July last year, but it's taken a lot longer than expected. And he is not ready to play at the Australian Open, even though it has been delayed by 3 weeks. He's currently practicing in Dubai and is hoping to return in a tournament sometime at the towards the end of February. And we obviously wish the 39-year-old a full return to tennis for what is the twilight, let's be honest, of his amazing career. In the football and in the A-League, we had the first game, opening game of the tournament, as Western United drew nil all with Adelaide United. Games today, the Brisbane Roar versus Wellington Phoenix has been postponed due to those COVID restrictions. And instead, Brisbane Roar will be taking on Melbourne City today it says 9 p.m., but I'm not sure if that's New Zealand time or Australia time, to be honest with that one. So I need to check that one. And then we'll have a game on Wednesday. Again, there's been a postponed game between Sydney FC and Melbourne City FC. And instead, there'll be Western Sydney Wanderers versus MacArthur FC happening on Wednesday. So games most days this week in the A-League as that kicks off amongst the COVID uncertainty. Over in the NBA, and the New Orleans Pelicans took on the San Antonio Spurs yesterday, winning a tight game 98-95 for their second win of the season. They have a 2-1 record so far. Now, Brandon Ingram led the way with 28 points and 11 rebounds. Zion Williamson got 18 points, 11 rebounds, also a double-double. And also Josh Hart with 12 points and 10 rebounds. They all got double-doubles. Steve Adams nearly did with 8 points and 9 rebounds in his 31 minutes of action. They really beat the areas they did really well in was generally the offensive rebounds. And they out-rebounded with 56 overall, but 13 offensive rebounds is a very good haul there. Also, 11 steals to only 5 from the Spurs. Turnovers, though, were a problem for them. They giving up. They only got 8, whereas the Spurs got 15. So, good win by the Pelicans there, and Steve Adams getting their season underway. Well, the third game now already in that season. Moving on to the cricket then, and Sri Lanka have got a lot of batting to do. They racked up 396 in their opening innings, with South Africa replying with 621, meaning that Sri Lanka trail trailed by over 200 runs going into their second innings. Faf du Plessis, led that one with 199. Sorry, folks. Led the way for South Africa with 199. He's the only century so far in the game, even with that, even with over 1,000 runs scored. Elgar chipped in with 95, Bavuma 71, and Maharaj 73. Sri Lanka in their second innings have already lost two wickets and a 65 for two. Indy took did damage with two wickets, and with those having lost two wickets already and having two players injured as well, there's going to be a lot of batting required for Sri Lanka to save this test match with 2 days left to go. Over in Australia, in that one, Australia are in a lot of trouble there. They were bowled out for 195 in their first innings, despite India missing three of their top four pace bowlers. In reply, India scored 326 with the captain, Rahane, leading the way with 112, getting run out there getting a bit tied down. He got run out for going for a quick single against the spin bowler, Leon, who managed to sort of put the brakes on for a period of time. But still a good lead there for India, especially as Australia has collapsed in the second innings. 133 for six. They currently lead by just two runs. Obviously, with India's second innings to come. Top score was Wade with 40 at the top of the innings. With Cameron Green, the last of the recognised batsmen, is still in there. It's going to be a long way for a lot of batting there for Australia to try and save this game. Looking at bowling again, having lost a bowler to injury, Yadav, I think it is, looks like he broke down during bowling. But all the bowlers took wickets. It was all shared around there. And India very much on top against Australia. Over here in New Zealand and at Mount Maunganui, we have the first test between New Zealand and Pakistan. New Zealand posted 431 in their opening innings with the captain, Kane Williamson, leading with 129. In reply, Pakistan managed 239 with Fahim Ashraf leading the way with 91 and captain wicketkeeper Mohammad Rizwan scoring 71 there. Four of the top batsmen all got out for single figures, so not really doing their job there, but those two saving the day a bit. Again, the wickets were shared around, two for Southee, two for Bolt, three for Jameson and two for Wagner. In their plus one run out in that one. So still two more days to go, and Pakistan have avoided the follow-on. So the Black Caps will be going in looking to score probably about 150 there, to set a target of about 350 for Pakistan. With the goal would be probably to declare just before tea. Let's see if New Zealand can enact that. If you want to get more details of how those test matches have been going, and also the Super Smash and club cricket in Auckland, then do listen to Swinging from the Hip, which was on last night, where Charinder Thula, the black cap, joined us, as did Taz as well. So Swinging from the Hip is available on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, as well as a podcast as well. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favourite podcatcher. Moving on then to the Super Smash. And yesterday saw the Otago Volts, also Otago and Auckland take on each other. So the Otago Volts took on the Auckland Aces. The Otago Volts posted 219 for seven in their innings, 72 from Johnson off just 44 balls. Really led the way there. Ferns took three wickets. Phillips probably who also took two wickets, but only gave. But his had the economy rate of 5.5. Put some breaks on. Everyone else was really getting hit around the park. In reply, the Auckland Aces scored 174, coming up well short, being bowled out just before completing their 20 overs with three runouts involved there. Bacon also got three wickets as well, giving up just 18 runs off his 3.5 overs. The top score was Horn, the wicketkeeper, there with 63. But yes, always behind the chase there, the Auckland Aces. In the women's side of things, the Auckland Hearts took on the Otago Sparks. Hearts went in and put some up a total of 156 for three off their 20 overs. Peterson at the top of the innings, leading the way with 68 there. The Otago Sparks could only make 119 off their overs, getting all bowled out, just one ball short of the 20. Inglis with 62 at top of the innings off 61 balls went well, but only two other batsmen made it into double figures, and Extras was one of the top scorers with 11. Perhaps a few less wides from the Auckland Hearts bowling attack, but a good win there after their loss in the opening round to the Wellington Blaze. Moving on, and then today we have got the Canterbury Magicians and Canterbury Kings get into action down there in Alexandra against Otago Sparks and Otago Volts. First match kicks off at 12:30. Sorry, the first game kicks off at 12:30 between Otago Sparks and Canterbury Magicians, and the Volts versus the Kings is at 4 p.m. So if you're in Alexandra, head down to Molyneux Park for those games. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Have a wonderful day, folks. Don't forget to join us at 8 p.m. this evening for the Driving Mall Show.